Blog Talk Radio.
Messages that inspire, connecting you to your purpose, bringing clarity to your vision, giving insights that empower, igniting your life into your spiritual evolution. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio with your host, renowned spiritual life coach, medium, and healer, Angel.
Good morning. Good morning and happy Friday to everyone. It is a beautiful day today. I'm so happy to be with you, and I'm glad that we were able to come together this day. I got a lot of messages and worked with some people and some clients and had my own experiences where we've been reflecting upon the violence and the distractions and the discourse in our community. So I wanted to make this show about that and try to bring some peace and just talk about coming to peace and getting your life in a state where you can focus and getting us in a state as a community where we can focus on moving forward in a positive direction. So today's topic is bringing peace and calm through rough and confusing times. It may not be your experience personally, but many of us are distracted by confusion in our personal lives. And so whether or not the violence in the community has touched you, the confusion can be just as distracting for you. So we're going to just kind of talk about calming and coming to peace through the rough periods and through the confusion. I am opening up to calls so people can ask questions or can give their insights, you know, to share their experiences. My number here is 917-932-1778. That number once again, 917-932-1778. Before we get started, as always, we're going to take a moment to just relax and ground so that we can receive and process the information that comes to us. As always, I will ask that if you're not in a situation where you can take the time to focus, say you're driving or engaging in something that can be dangerous for you to stop and get a state of calm, I ask that you just listen, come back to the rebroadcast, and take that moment to sit and ground yourself at a later date. For the rest of us, just take a moment to just sit, take a deep breath in, and just relax. We're going to ground ourselves today and ask for inspiration, ask for clarity, and ask for calm as we move forward into the future, move forward onto our path, and help our society as a whole, help our community move forward in peace, our divine Father, to give us his assistance with calming and bringing peace to us so that our society no longer has to be distracted by the energies of frustration and confusion that is keeping us from moving our lives forward, but instead is taking us backwards, which is not what we want to do. Calm yourself, deep breath in and relax, and see yourself surrounded by a blue energy of calm as we engage with ourselves, our higher selves, and our divine spirit today. Awesome. So I live in a community where we have experienced loss of a police officer, and I send my prayers out to the community and to the family and to the coworkers and the people who stand with the officer who lost his life. It's very sad. And last night, we also experienced another tragedy in Louisiana in Lafayette, where a theater was besieged with an individual, and there was a loss of life. And it's frustrating to live in the space where confusion, there is so much confusion in our community, so much hate, so much distraction. What can we do to get past all of this? And the first message is we have to make the changes within ourselves, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Making the changes within ourselves so that we are individually taking responsibility for ourselves, for our own purpose, for the things that we are confused about, trying to find clarity and trying to find calm for us as individuals. Then from there, taking the responsibility to move forward and connect with the others that may be in our lives from there. Great leadership quote, to paraphrase the quote, before you can affect change in others, you have to affect change in yourself. And that's very important. So the first thing I want to talk about in this reflection upon yourself, making a change within yourself, is to acknowledge. Acknowledgement is important. So take a moment when you have time. And I would challenge you to do this today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do this today. Take responsibility for your life today so that you can move your life forward tomorrow. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing right now. Don't put it off for tomorrow. Why do it tomorrow, right? Exactly. Take some time to sit down and acknowledge whatever it is that you're frustrated with. Is it related to your job? So many of us have some frustrations in our place of employment. Perhaps we're not doing what we feel we should be doing or wish to be doing. Perhaps we're not getting paid a wage that we feel is equitable to our skill set, or perhaps we need more to live the lifestyle we're attempting to live. Perhaps we wish to be doing something else or something more within the company that we work for. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a process that they connect to that may be frustrating them in their workplace. Maybe an individual in your workplace is frustrating you. Taking the time to understand that, taking the time to acknowledge that is important. So the first step, my friend, is acknowledgement. Is there more than one reason that you are frustrated? Is there more than one reason that has you focused on the confusion? I can't stress enough how important it is to seek the assistance of someone who is professional and trained if the confusion has you so distracted that you may need to talk to someone. That's so important. I don't want to dismiss that as unimportant. There are people out there that you can talk to, and I would suggest you do if you feel like you've got so much distracting you that your mind can't focus or you're upset as you go through the process. So acknowledgement, writing down a list. You know, Angel likes to journal. I preach about how important journaling is, and it is very important. So write down what these things are that are indeed distracting you. Awesome. The second step is, once you've acknowledged what they are, the second step is a little longer, because the second step is you're going to process each situation. You've got to look at each individual situation and work through it, whether through meditation, whether through contemplation, or whether through journaling. You must work through each situation. What do I mean by that? I gave an example of workplace frustration. You can have workplace frustration. You can have relationship frustration. You can have life purpose frustration. You can have family frustration. You can have a whole deluge of situations going on around you that you're frustrated about. You have to take the time to work through each one. If there are four things, one at a time, take them one at a time and work through each of them. Talk yourself through them. Connect to them. Release them. Release them through forgiveness. Release them through understanding. And release them through assistance. Pray to them. Pray to your Divine Father for help to release them. These are the things that we call baggage that are following you around, that you're carrying with you, that you just don't need. So with acknowledgement and working through them so you can release them. And then finally, the last step is just to acknowledge and accept peace around each individual situation so that you can move yourself forward. That makes sense to everybody? I've got a couple people who have called in. So before I go through that again, I'm going to take the first caller. Good morning. This is Angel.
Hi. Good morning, Angel. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful knowledge with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, my name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the show. I want to make sure that I give everybody the opportunity that does call in to acknowledge, you know, what what this message is for them, whether you want to speak to something that you're working through, or you want to talk about something that's going on in the community, or how this is helpful for you, because it really does come down to bringing peace and calm through rough and confusing times for everyone, whether you are touched by confusion, touched by violence, whatever the situation is. So do you have something you'd like to share with us today?
Yes, I actually have a question in regards to what's going on. So I am going through something that along the lines of what you're discussing. My father recently passed or transitioned, and his wife is trying to fight me for his ass, and she's not a healthy person. And so basically she went to the city hall court and told them that he didn't have any children. And it was very hurtful. And the thing is, I had to get a lawyer to basically prove that I am alive. And I was my father's caretaker, and I lived in his home taking care of him, and she was right there. So it's been quite the experience. She's teaching me so much about myself and about having strength and compassion and forgiveness. I know that she's a broken soul, and, you know, my spiritual practice has allowed me this awareness, so I have a different perspective on the whole situation. But I was hoping that maybe you can maybe give me some more insight about what's going on with this.
Yes, of course, Brittany. So the first thing I want to say is, you know, you are not just going through this challenging time, but it feels like this is the almost like the test of your power that you're going to be stepping into when this is all over. There's something that you're here to do that is going to be very uplifting, and you know your process is going to be quite successful for you, and that's like a launching point for you. This whole exercise is like boot camp. That's what I'm getting, and I know it's frustrating, but when you're put here to heal and to support and to nurture, the strength of those muscles have to be unbroken. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally.
So there is, you mentioned something about this individual being a broken soul, and it is a broken soul, a confused soul. There's both a spiritual disconnect there, but there's also some physical things that look like some mental physical things that this person is struggling through that is affecting all of this. And your process is correct. You outlined it, the whole forgiveness thing, the steps, acknowledging the process. You really need to acknowledge all the processes around what this person is perceiving. It's not about reality. It's about perception. And it feels like the perception is around how much more you filled a void for the life partner versus they filled the role. Does that make sense? There's like more, there was more importance. There was a deeper connection with you than this person wishes to acknowledge right now in their mourning state while they're going through the process of mourning. Does that make more sense?
Yes. That's so true.
And so if you could, you know, acknowledge that and then send some energy of forgiveness around that, that's going to help your process. You're going to be taken care of in the end, because it's a ridiculous, there's no way this person can win their battle, because it's ridiculous. You know, you've got all the proof. It's just them scratching at the wind for their last bit of control and power. And it's unfortunate, but it's not your lesson. It's their lesson. So you just kind of send the forgiveness, acknowledge it. It's almost like speaking a thing can make the thing go away. You gotta acknowledge it. I get it. This is what this is about. I don't have to agree with it, but I understand it, and I forgive you. And then ask for your guides and your higher masters to help you heal that. Because at the same time, while you're acknowledging it, you're going to feel it, because that was your dad. You know, I'm supposed to have a play, right?
So, what?
Right? So you're going to hurt. So as you acknowledge it, you need to heal. Right?
I've been calling on all my angels and just praying and meditation and doing what I can to, you know, walking in nature. I've just been doing what I can, you know, to keep myself centered and grounded through all of this.
And what you're doing is absolutely correct. What you want to add is that one little spice to the recipe, and it's one of those things where it's like you're looking at it, but you've never really gotten deep to it because, again, two things. It doesn't make sense, and it's like, why? What, I don't even understand. And then
right, that's what I said yesterday when I was walking. I was like, I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense, but it's not for you to make sense of it. You could spend the rest of your life trying to make sense of it because it's not your story. It's this person's story, and it's where they're going. That's why it's so important early in life. If you are blessed to be able to come to a space of spiritual understanding younger in the game, then you have a clearer process when you get to the end of the game. Right?
That's true.
And so what's happening with a lot of the elderly people now that are coming into it, there's not a lot of them that are evolved. Some of them are, and the ones that are just powerful, ridiculous, right? A lot of the mentors out there that are in this generation, they're powerful because they've been this way for so long. But when you haven't, you start facing these demons and these lessons, and you have no tools to fight with because you don't understand. So you just start fighting with your human qualities, and that's what's happening.
Wow.
So she's just in her human. In the human space, going.
That's what I thought. My father clearly had a will, and she lied and told the courts he didn't have it because I guess she doesn't want me to get what he intended. But I just didn't understand. But now you're really bringing it to the forefront. She's just fighting her human.
Yeah, that's all it
and,
is.
And I believe she lives in fear too. You know, she lives in fear. So
she doesn't. She doesn't want to. She can't bring you in to help her with that. It's not something she's open to for no other reason than she's just not there. It's not, I don't see this as malicious, I hate you, you suck. I mean, it's not like that.
Right.
It's more lost in a cloud of misery and mourning and fear and literally lost in that fog. And just scratching at the wind. I keep seeing that image. Just scratching at the wind because doesn't know what to do. And you happen to be the person that's standing in front of her. So you get the brunt of that. So what you have to do is you got to take it the personal stuff out of it because it's not personal. Don't turn it into a really nasty legal like off a movie. You know, don't turn it into that because it's not necessary because you've got everything. There's nothing that she can say. It's just unfortunate because you got to keep going and talking to lawyers and stuff, saying here the document, and then she don't have
right.
Here's that document. She just provide the information as it's asked for, and it'll come to conclusion. But you have to acknowledge her position within yourself so that you can let it go. Because until you acknowledge it, you'll never let it go because you don't know what to let go of. You'll continue to be confused, and that's what we're talking about. If you acknowledge it. We'd never want to acknowledge the thing if we don't associate it to ourselves because we're like, well, that's that guy.
True.
He should apologize, right? I didn't do anything. I didn't say you had to go on TV. You don't have to call her. You have to talk to her. You can just in your meditations, just acknowledge it. But make sure, Brittany, you do it in a space where you feel safe and when you're protected and you have the strong support of whatever your support system is, whether it's in spirit or in person, when you're doing your work, because it's hard. These are hard things to focus on, and I don't want you to fall into a sadness and having no one there to support you, because you're going to be hit with the, you know, reliving the loss of your father, and then you're going to know, the emotions are hard when you confront.
Yeah.
They're hard.
Yeah, my angels are very supportive, so I feel supported.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope that you, do you listen to me every week, or is this my first time catching you?
This is my first time, and it's so awesome. You're amazing. I resonate with everything that you're saying, and you have great energy, too. So.
Thank you so much.
You.
Well, I'm going to request that you follow my radio station on Blog Talk. Hit follow on there for me. And
okay.
Go to my website if you can, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. It's linked to the blog radio page. And stay in touch, because I would like to, I'd like to hear from you and hear what's going on with you. And I will send you some prayers. There's nothing more powerful than having angels with you. And one of the things that I've been asked to do, because I work with angels, was to do a show on angels. So I'm going to be doing that sometime in August. I'm going to do an angel show. So I'm going to invite you to call back when I do that show.
Okay.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Brittany, take care. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. And stay focused, all right?
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was awesome. That was very awesome. I had someone else on the phone that was on the line, and I lost them. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know if they had to go. So I do have call space available. If somebody wants to call in, I'll continue with the show. Minutes left, so if you call back and get back on the queue, I'll be happy to take your call. The number again, 917-932-1778. That was a wonderful call. I'm glad, thank you, Brittany, for giving us a call, because that was a perfect example of how confusion can take us and distract us. And I'm glad she called, because I want to speak to that situation. There you go. That situation where you can be distracted by someone else's energies. And I'll take this next call, so just go for about a minute here. When someone is doing something, or someone is behaving in a way, or you have interpreted something that someone is sending to you in energy, words, or deeds, it can be distracting, it can be painful. And we can choose to hold on to that and make that the focus, or we can choose to move on, right? We can choose to let it go. And the choice is ours. We can make the choice. The choices that we make in our life dictate where we go with our lives. And that's where the acknowledgement is important. Again, you don't have to pick up the phone and call them. This is not about calling somebody up and acknowledging with them in person. This is about just saying it out loud, speaking it, writing it down, meditating over it yourself, and acknowledging it within yourself so that you can get your support systems to help you release it. I'm going to take the next caller. Good morning. This is Angel. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Julia. I'm in Austin, Texas. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You're down there in Texas. Howdy, Texas.
I am. It's a little warm. You know, we've been in 100-degree-ish weather. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's not a little warm.
Yeah. It's normal. It's summer, so that's how it goes. I love it. I would much rather have this than cold and snow or anything cold in general.
I guess. That's really, really hot. I live in the Bay Area, so 70 degrees is about where I like to be, so that's okay.
Okay. The Bay Area is gorgeous. I've been there. I actually went to grad school in Palo Alto.
Oh, so you're familiar with the area. So
yeah.
You could come back and visit us. Come back and visit us sometime. We'll cool you down for a little bit, and then you go back to Texas.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I'm going to just take you up on that offer.
Well, what can I do? What can we speak about? What can you, would you like to share in the theme of today's program?
Well, you're talking about, kind of, I think you, I just tuned in, I'm sorry, I didn't get to hear the whole show, but about letting go
yes.
of certain situations. Well, I've been doing a lot of that. And actually just today, I was sitting in a training that I had signed up for, and I just wasn't feeling it, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but there was something that my energy was just not flowing with what was going on, so I left. And it was supposed to be all day training, and I did a lot of, there was a little meditation that we were doing, and I was talking to my guides and talking to my angels and you know, just asking them for confirmation. And I knew, you know, though, even though I was asking for signs, that it was honoring me to leave, because I just wasn't going to get anything out of it, which is what I was feeling. Yet also with that, it brought up some other stuff that perhaps I need to work on, you know, within my own soul's evolution, my own energy, whether it be karma or dharma, this lifetime or other lifetimes. And one of the things that came up for me is that I need to get my, have you ever heard of access bars?
The last part, scars, what was that?
It's called access bars, getting your access bars run.
I have not heard of that. Share that.
Okay, yeah, it's something fairly new to me as well, and I guess they do something where they look into, it's a holistic way of looking into different areas of your brain. So I kind of envision it as like energy healing, only specifically to regions in your brain. Anyway, I was thinking that maybe that would be beneficial for me to do, and I was just wanted to get your advice, or if you have any messages.
Gotcha.
From Angel.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm gonna run out of time, and you have some information that I need to give to you. So I'm gonna make this as clear as I can for you. So the first thing I want to acknowledge for you is that you are a lot more evolved than you give yourself credit, and that's the frustration that you're hitting as you engage with people. This example of the class today, like, this looks like an interesting thing to do. I need this, and you go, and you're basically a PhD student in a room full of high school freshmen, and so it just doesn't feel right, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right. So you're being asked to take some time to go within yourself and acknowledge that. That is your acknowledgement step. So I gave some steps at the beginning of the show. And one was acknowledgement. The first step, sit down and acknowledge all the things that you may be focused on that are confusing you, and face them. After you acknowledge them, then go through either contemplation or meditation or journaling so that you can address them, and then finally to release them. And your acknowledgement piece, the thing that signs out for you, is your accepting the strength of your value. So you are already kind of at a master level. You just don't know what to call it, because it's something new and it's interesting and it's different. You don't resonate with what people are doing so much, because you've got this gift, this skill that you've been giving that you're supposed to go out there and do.
Yeah.
So the first thing you have to do is acknowledge your level. Does that make sense?
It does. I felt like, yes. I'm sorry. Please go on, because I know you don't have much time.
So that's where you are. So I need to do that first for me, kind of do that. And then after you do that and you meditate on that, look back on this process that you mentioned and see if it still resonates for you.
Okay.
If it resonates for you, then go ahead and do it, because you're on the right track, because it definitely feels like you're on the right track. But I feel also that what you're talking about is still not at the level that you are about to explode in.
Okay.
Fair enough? So the show is about to end. I'm going to ask that you go back to the blog talk page and go to my website. It's linked there. And get on my mailing list, because I'd love to continue this conversation with you, but the show is coming to an end. I'm here every week. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. You take care, and I'm gonna keep my eye out for you, because you do have something powerful to lend to the community. You really do.
Okay,
you take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. We're all done. God bless everyone. I will see you guys next week. Ignite your life so you can evolve your life. Bye-bye.